you must first do some things that perhaps are difficult for us to do. So the first key to higher awareness is this. I call it erasing your past. Erasing your past. And this I will spend the most time on because it's the one that the most people struggle with. Now this thing about managing your emotions and managing your coincidences, rather, is something that I'm going to refer to as intention. Intention. I've got to resist using this blackboard because I know there's people about a mile and a half away back there, and I can hardly see it myself this close. But being a teacher, I don't really get going until I get the chalk in my hand. So just let me have the chalk, all right? And I'm feeling much more secure now. An intention is something that I can only illustrate to you by so that you will understand this thing of synchronicity and being able to create, like, I'm in Madison Square Garden last November, all right, and I'm going to give a talk there at the Felt Forum. And I used to teach at St. John's University in New York, in Queens. And it had been, oh, maybe 17, 18 years since I had been back. I left there in 1976. And I hadn't seen my former department head, who hired me at St. John's right after I got my doctorate in 1970, to come there and teach. And a really nice guy and a very good friend. So I thought, I'm going to look him up. I've been thinking about him a lot, and I'm going to look him up. So about 2 hours before I go on, I'm thinking about Bob, and I go to the lobby of the Felt Forum, and I go into a phone booth, and I get the Long Island, he lived in Garden City, I get the Long Island directory, and I go to Garden City, and I'm looking up his name, and I can't quite find it, and I turn around and I look up, and he's standing there. Now, it's 18 years since I've seen this man, and I've been thinking about him, and I'm thinking I'm going to call, and he's standing there. Now, everybody goes, oh, booga, booga, wow, what's going on here? I got to call everybody I know. I got to, you say, okay. So there was a time when I used to do the same thing. Oh, man. But see, this stuff happens so much now that I'm beginning, maybe I've got to really work on this ego thing, but I'm beginning to think that I can do this, all right? See? So now I don't even just think I can do it. I know I can do it. I know that the mechanics of creation are such that if I stay on purpose in my life, where I place my attention, I can manifest from that placement of attention as long as I do it without the other four keys to higher, with the other four keys to higher awareness, which I'm not going to tell you about yet. But as long as I keep my attention there, and don't allow anyone else to smear it. You see, in order to be able to create anything for yourself in your life, you first must be able to conceive of it. And the corollary of that is, if you can't conceive of it, you can't create it. And the problem in trying to teach people to become spiritual masters, enlightened beings, the problem is not in teaching the mechanics of this. The mechanics are really quite simple. What you do is really fairly simple to do. The problem is in convincing people that they have the capacity to do it. Because most of us are stuck in something, now I do have to write this, I'm sorry, something called a paradigm. A paradigm. And a paradigm is a way of thinking or behaving which traps us into believing like the father with his son, into believing a truth because we've had it drilled into us by so many people that we can't think any other way. And that's why I say this first key is so important. You have to be able to let go of your past. And before we take a break, I am going to try to give you, I'm not going to try, I'm going to give you the formula for doing that. and try to illustrate it with some of what I think of as the best stuff that's ever come down the pike in terms of getting rid of this stuff in the past. But a paradigm, let me give you an illustration of a paradigm. In 1968, okay, go back, 1968. What country in the world do you think was the world's largest manufacturer of wristwatches? Switzerland. You get an A. And everybody would have come up with that, virtually everybody, in 1968. The Swiss had been making watches for centuries, and they were considered the leading experts on watches. Now it's 1995, okay? Less than 30 years later. And what country, by a factor of 10 to 1, is the leading producer of wristwatches in the world today? Japan. Now, the reason why that shift has taken place in a relatively short period of time is something called paradigm.